Welcome back. We're really at a crossroads right now, aren't we? The tech, environmental, and public health worlds are stepping into a major moment of reckoning. It feels like we're finally moving past that era of unchecked innovation and stepping into a new chapter focused on accountability, sustainability, and real transparency.
Absolutely. And if you look closely, this shift is being driven by three major, interconnected stories unfolding right now. We've got a landmark legal battle between Apple and OpenAI, New York's proposed pause on new data centers, and a concerning public health outbreak of cyclosporiasis.
Let's start with the tech world. Apple just filed a lawsuit against OpenAI, alleging unauthorized use of proprietary data and pointing to some serious disagreements over their partnership terms. It's a massive development.
It certainly is, and the timing couldn't be more precarious for OpenAI. They're already navigating a difficult period, with mounting reputational challenges and fierce competition from rivals like Anthropic.
Exactly. This lawsuit could really slow their market momentum, make it harder to retain top talent, and honestly, it might just force the kind of operational transparency the industry has been asking for.
On a broader scale, this case really signals the end of the unregulated AI development era.
As AI becomes woven into our everyday lives, this dispute is going to put our legal frameworks to the test. We're talking about data ownership, intellectual property, and corporate partnerships. The outcome will likely set binding precedents for how tech and AI collaborations are structured moving forward.
While that's playing out in court, New York State is taking a hard look at the physical footprint of this digital boom. They're considering a moratorium on new data center construction to address severe environmental and infrastructural strains.
It makes so much sense when you think about it. The rapid expansion of AI workloads has triggered an unprecedented demand for computing power. Major cloud providers are literally racing to build facilities that consume massive amounts of electricity and water.
And that surge is a genuine threat to grid stability. It's actively undermining the state's climate objectives, which is why they're proposing a pause until a comprehensive environmental impact study is completed.
It's a necessary break, I think. But it also highlights a staggering reality. Training just one large language model consumes more energy than 100 residential homes use in an entire year.
Precisely. As AI scales, that cumulative energy demand becomes overwhelming. The industry can no longer just focus on algorithmic advancement. It has to prioritize energy efficiency and sustainable infrastructure.
For businesses, that regulatory shift might mean higher costs and delayed capacity, but it really feels like a necessary step toward aligning technological growth with actual ecological responsibility.
And that responsibility extends well beyond the tech sector. In public health, we're seeing a cyclosporiasis outbreak that's really drawing attention to the vulnerabilities hidden within our globalized supply chains.
Right. This illness is caused by a microscopic parasite called Cyclospora cayetanensis, and it typically spreads through contaminated imported produce like raspberries, basil, and cilantro.
The symptoms are quite severe: prolonged watery diarrhea, fatigue, bloating, and a significant loss of appetite. Health authorities are actively tracing the source right now, and they're strongly advising the public to thoroughly wash all fresh produce and monitor for any symptoms.
It might seem like a completely different conversation from tech policy, but this outbreak really drives home how deeply interconnected our modern systems are.
They are. Climate shifts, global trade routes, and the massive energy demands of digital infrastructure all create downstream effects that ultimately impact public health and environmental stability.
So, what's the real takeaway from all of this? To me, it's that the AI revolution is finally maturing into a period of genuine accountability.
That's it. The industry can no longer prioritize speed and scale at the expense of legal compliance, environmental sustainability, or public welfare. Those days are over.
The questions defining this new phase aren't about what AI can achieve anymore. It's about who controls the underlying data, what the true operational costs are, and how we can balance innovation with systemic responsibility.
OpenAI's legal battles, New York's regulatory pushback, and these public health vulnerabilities all point to the same conclusion. Technological progress must be governed by robust oversight, transparent practices, and ecological stewardship.
The decisions made by judges, legislators, and corporate leaders over the coming months will fundamentally shape the trajectory of AI, infrastructure development, and global health resilience.
Moving forward, real success will depend on integrating ethical responsibility and sustainability into the very core of technological advancement. We have to ensure that progress actually benefits society without compromising the systems that sustain us all.